A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. And thank you so much for joining me on the Karma You podcast today. Hope you're doing well wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I want to let you know quickly before we start talking about rest and why you might be resisting rest that I've got a free resource for anxiety-free public speaking. It's a free checklist sharing simple, quick things that you can do to feel calmer and more confident when speaking in public, whether that is speaking on Zoom, whether that's speaking in front of an audience, speaking at a wedding, in social situations, doing presentations at work, whatever it may be. Head over to karma-you.com/speaking to download that free checklist and feel more calm and confident today. So in a cartoon by Gemma Correll, the character muses, "I need to rest. I also need to get work done. I shall compromise by doing neither and then beating myself up about it." I wonder if you can relate to this. And if you recognise this pattern in yourself, I know that I do. I remember on more than one occasion being completely exhausted in the first few months of pregnancy. And I would clamber into bed, bone tired, intent on having a nap. And mindlessly, I'd pull out my laptop and just think to myself, right, I'm going to check a few emails. And before I knew it, 2 hours had passed and my emails may have been answered, but the nap window had firmly closed. And it's kind of like a type of rest procrastination that shows that in that moment, I'm not prioritizing rest. It's like I'm resisting resting and I've forgotten how important it is to just rest. Now, maybe you do this too. You know, you're trying to relax and switch off in the evening by watching your favorite series, but you find yourself compulsively refreshing your browser to see if your boss has replied to your email. Or you climb into a hot bath infused with essential oils, but you feel guilty that you should be working on your side business. Books pile up on your bedside table unread because it feels too self-indulgent to take that time for yourself. Now, anxiety can tell us sometimes that rest is a waste of time, that it means that we're lazy and that we need to earn our rest with productivity. Technology teaches us to be on all the time. Capitalism presses upon us the idea that we have to constantly do more and get more. And it's this never-ending treadmill to burnout that so many of us are on. However, I don't know if you realise this, but so much evidence actually suggests that rest itself is productive. Not that everything that we do has to be productive, but if you are somebody for whom productivity is important, I know lots of you are of that mindset and I am as well, for better or for worse, but if productivity is your goal, resting more and working less could be a way to get there. Google's Larry Page has praised the idea of the 4-day working week. And the BBC reported that working fewer hours boosted productivity. So actually working a 6-hour working day rather than an 8-hour working day made people more productive and happier. And in several countries, including the UK, they're trialling a 4-day working week as a way to increase productivity and lower stress levels. And it's also really good for the environment as well to have us working less. So another benefit to that as well. And the spiritual teacher and guru, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, said, do less and accomplish more. Do less and accomplish more. And learning that the science supports this as well is, frankly, all the excuse I need to put down the laptop and take a well-earned nap. So this episode is sponsored by the High Functioning Anxiety Hypnotherapy Pack. And this is a hypnotherapy pack which is suitable for you, whether you have general anxiety, high functioning anxiety, or you're stressed and would like to be more calm and present. So perhaps for you, it might be that things on the outside are fine. You've got a good job, you've got a loving family, you've got some great friends. But inside, you are a hot mess of anxiety. It doesn't matter what you achieve, you never feel good enough. You wake up at 5 a.m. with a racing heart and a sense of dread in your stomach about the day ahead. You second guess yourself and waste a ton of time and energy overthinking. And you often feel as though you're failing and strive for perfection to the point of burning out. The thing that most people don't realize about anxiety is that it's an automatic, unconscious process. No one decides to feel anxious. Your unconscious mind dictates how you think, feel, and respond to the world around you. Your unconscious mind really does have a lot to answer for. And we need to address anxiety at the unconscious level. When it comes to overcoming high functioning anxiety, it really is an inside job. Because when we change the way we think and respond emotionally and mentally, everything changes. And hypnotherapy enables you to address anxiety at a deeper level and change the repeating patterns that have kept you stuck for so long. In the High Functioning Anxiety Hypnotherapy Pack, you get 4 powerful hypnotherapy sessions that help you to stop overthinking and beat overwhelm, know that you're good enough, take the pressure off yourself, and enjoy the present moment. You can download this hypnotherapy pack and keep it forever. Head over to karma-u.com/hypnotherapy-pack, or you'll find that link in the menu of my website. That link again, karma-u.com/hypnotherapy-pack. And I'll put this link in the show notes as well. I hope you love it. Now, I do want to say at this point that I know that everyone has a different life and there are so many reasons why you might not be able to rest. Maybe you work several jobs or maybe you've got 3 kids. I know there are so many reasons. And yet, I think it's really important to talk about this other aspect that can go alongside that, or maybe you can rest, but it's more your mindset that's stopping you. And yeah, either way, this mindset of thinking that we need to be productive, to be busy all the time, to earn our rest, that it's not okay to rest, that you're lazy if you rest. These sorts of ways of thinking about things really ought to be challenged and highlighted and brought to the surface for us, because they can be really, really damaging. So my question for you is, what would resting more do for you? Would it mean having more energy, more focus, more mental clarity? Would it lead to you being less snappy with your partner or your children? Would it mean making healthier food choices because you're not completely exhausted and therefore ordering a takeaway or grabbing something, you know, sugary to get you through the day? Plus, there's also this fact that when we're tired, it's actually stressful. Your brain goes onto high alert for danger when you're tired. And so resting more is a vital step in overcoming stress and anxiety. So consider the following. What do you need to do in your life to get more rest? And how can you make it easier for yourself to switch off? You know, one of my clients, I were talking about her putting her laptop in a drawer after 7 p.m. in the evening, at least 3 nights a week, so that she could spend more time with her kids. She could switch off and, you know, watch some telly or spend time with her partner. You know, do you need to get other people in your household on board as well? Do you need to tell your housemate, hey, if you see me checking my emails at 8 o'clock at night, please like call me out for that? Or do you need to tell your kids, you know, to remind you to switch off from work or to take a nap, or your partner, for example? Who can you get on board? Who can hold you accountable for making changes? Do you need to schedule an early night into your diary? Do you need to plan a weekend of just doing nothing? Make rest your priority and make time for it. Commit to it entirely because the benefits are massive. So I'd love to know what you think of this episode. Are you inspired to go and take a nap? Let's go and take a nap. Let's go and have a lie down. Let me know on Instagram. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. I'd love to hear from you. And also, is there a friend in your life who is close to burning out, who is not very good at resting, who may need to hear this message in their lives today? And could you forward this podcast onto them? And as always, I'd love to see you over on my website, karma-u.com. I've got free resources on there, blog posts, all the podcasts, details of my books, and details of working with me one-on-one as well. I hope you have a great week ahead. I'm sending you loads of love and I'll speak to you soon. You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.